Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 12-Week Year, authored by Brian P. Moran and Michael Lennington, presents a compelling approach to planning and productivity that challenges the traditional annual goal-setting framework. The premise of the book is simple, yet profound. Instead of setting yearly goals, individuals and teams should focus on creating and executing 12-week plans. This method emphasizes urgency, focus, and clarity, encouraging readers to accomplish more in 3 months than they normally would in an entire year. The book combines strategic planning with actionable tactics, making it a valuable resource for anyone looking to significantly improve their efficiency, overcome procrastination, and achieve their ambitions more swiftly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of time compression. The concept of time compression is at the heart of the 12-week year. By shrinking the time frame from 12 months to 12 weeks, individuals experience a heightened sense of urgency. This urgency is not about stress. Instead, it acts as a catalyst for concentrated effort and prioritization. The shorter timeline forces readers to focus only on the essentials, effectively trimming the fat from their plans and activities. By doing so, it fosters a mindset that is always on the lookout for the most efficient path to achieve goals, leveraging time as a scarce resource. The traditional yearly planning often leads to procrastination and a "there's always tomorrow" mindset. Conversely, the 12-week year encourages rapid implementation of plans, immediate action on tasks, and a constant reevaluation of progress. This part of the book is crucial, as it challenges conventional wisdom about time management and goal setting, offering a fresh perspective that can lead to significant personal and professional transformation. Secondly, setting and achieving goals. Setting and achieving goals is a core theme of the 12-week year. The book outlines a detailed process for not just setting ambitious yet achievable goals, but also for breaking these down into actionable steps within the 12-week timeframe. This process involves clarity in defining what success looks like, understanding the underlying motivations for goals, and specifying the tactics and actions needed to achieve them. Unlike traditional goal-setting methods that may lack immediacy and specificity, the 12-week year's approach demands a high level of detail and short-term focus. It teaches readers to create a week-by-week plan that aligns with their ultimate objectives, making each day and week critical to the overall success of the 12-week plan. This methodology ensures continuous progress by making adjustments as necessary, based on weekly reviews of achievements and setbacks. It's a dynamic and flexible approach that codifies progress and adapts to the ever-changing personal or professional landscape. Thirdly, measuring progress and accountability. A key aspect of the 12-week year is its emphasis on measuring progress and maintaining accountability. The book provides strategies for tracking advancements towards goals, which is vital for maintaining motivation and adjusting strategies as needed. It advocates for the use of leading and lagging indicators as measures of progress. Leading indicators predict the likelihood of goal achievement and are essential for making proactive adjustments. Lagging indicators, on the other hand, provide feedback after actions have been taken, useful for understanding past performance. To support accountability, the book recommends regular accountability meetings with a partner or a team where achievements and challenges are discussed. This structure ensures that individuals stay focused on their 12-week plan commitments, promoting a culture of accountability and continuous improvement. The emphasis on measurement and accountability distinguishes the 12-week year from other productivity systems by highlighting the importance of not just doing work, but also ensuring that the right work is being done effectively. Fourthly, overcoming obstacles and maintaining focus. The 12-week year delves into the psychological and practical obstacles that individuals face when working towards their goals. It acknowledges that distraction, procrastination, and resistance are common challenges that can derail progress. The book offers actionable advice on overcoming these obstacles through various strategies such as time blocking, prioritization, and the development of supportive habits. Time blocking is emphasized as a critical tool for maintaining focus, suggesting that dedicating specific blocks of time to specific activities can greatly enhance productivity. Additionally, the book discusses the importance of maintaining a positive mindset and resilience in the face of setbacks. By expecting obstacles and planning for them in advance, individuals can stay committed to their 12-week plans despite the inevitable challenges. This section is particularly valuable for readers who find themselves frequently distracted or derailed from their goals, providing them with the tools and mindset needed to stay on track. Lastly, building a supportive environment. Another pivotal topic in the 12-week year is the importance of building a supportive environment for achieving goals. This encompasses both the physical and social environments in which individuals operate. The book stresses the role of a conducive workspace free from distractions, along with the significance of surrounding oneself with supportive people who encourage and contribute to one's success. This may involve seeking mentors, joining peer groups with similar ambitions, or simply sharing one's goals with friends and family to garner support. The authors argue that an environment aligned with one's goals significantly enhances the likelihood of success, as it not only motivates, but also holds the individual accountable to their 12-week plans. Creating a supportive environment is an indispensable step in the 12-week year strategy, fostering a culture of achievement and progress that complements the individual's efforts and dedication. In conclusion, The 12-Week Year by Brian P. Moran and Michael Lennington is an essential read for anyone looking to elevate their productivity, whether in their personal lives or professional careers. The book's innovative approach to goal setting and time management provides a fresh perspective that can lead to significant improvements in achieving objectives. By compressing the goal achievement timeline into 12 weeks, individuals are encouraged to act with greater urgency and focus, leading to notable accomplishments in a fraction of the time. This book is particularly beneficial for entrepreneurs, business leaders, and anyone feeling stuck in their current productivity systems. It offers practical tools and strategies to overcome procrastination, maintain motivation, and systematically achieve goals. Ultimately, the 12-week year can transform the way you plan and act on your aspirations, making it a valuable addition to anyone's personal development library. If you would like to support Brian P. Moran, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.